no more fears. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And David, we've been having a great day here. Wonderful, wondrous Wednesday.
Wonderful, wondrous Wednesday.
Yeah, all of those.
It is.
Maybe some more words. Maybe you have a better description for Wednesday, a wonderful God-honoring description. You could call that into us. That would be great. We were just talking about our matching funds challenge. Friend of this ministry from Palm Beach County making a $3,500 matching funds challenge. Going to carry us right up until lunchtime today. And we need to get this matched up. We have had a number of donations that have come in. Some great donations have come in toward this. And we've already retired real close to, looks like a little more than $1,000. We're right now at $2,380 remaining in matching funds. During this last program, I don't know that we had too many calls, but the phone lines are open, and Karen just cannot wait to give you those numbers because we are always excited to hear from our family. So give us a call. Let us know what God has put on your heart to give. Let us know what your praise report or prayer request is. And, you know, if you have a real strong God story, you know, we might put somebody on the air here later this afternoon. Right now, we're going to be a little pressed for time. We have about 30 minutes before we're going to have a guest joining us. John Nelson's going to be connecting with us around 11:30 this morning. And then I believe at 12 o'clock or somewhere close to that, we're going to have another friend that we have not, I don't think we've talked directly with him on air in the last few years. And so looking forward to that. That's going to be with one of the Kendalls. And Paul Kendall, to be exact.
Wow,
Paul Kendall.
Family Matters.
Family Matters. Paul has been with us for a very long time. And I guess I need to locate those numbers so we can kick out some promos for these guys, John Nelson and Paul Kendall. And so they are both going to be joining us today, God willing. That's the plan. And, of course, we have other friends of our ministry that's going to be linking up with us over the next days as we continue with prayer and share. Our goal is to raise $205,000. This will be the operational budget for the next 6 months for WCNO. And this is the listener-supported share, not the whole share, but the listener-supported share. And so when we say we are a listener-supported station, that means that if our listeners did not support us, David.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We would not be supported.
Not
right.
We wouldn't. We could probably, you know, be on the air for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, about that. About that. Yeah. I mean, if they were leaning on us to actually make that happen.
Really? Yeah.
And I'm sure it took a lot of faith on the part of Ray Cassis and others that came alongside of him in those early days to get the ministry opened up. Other people invested in. And in fact, you know, Ray Cassis, he had vision to have this this station
very
on
much
air,
so. Yes.
And came in and built this station with his hands, literally, physically put this station together. And I look at all the wires that are ran and the backup systems and the backups to the backups, and you know, it works very well. He was a good engineer and did a great job. And so the equipment has been, you know, it's well protected against storms, and we have very few failures, really. Once in a while out at the tower, something may happen. And if the power goes out at the tower, you know, when that happens, we're off the air. And that most often is where the problem is, David. It's, you know, it's not here at the studio.
No, it's out there for whatever reason.
And, you know, out there it could be, you know, there could be alligators on the march or whatever. You know, it is right out in the rough and wild Florida.
Oh, it is. In fact, that's one of the places Lewis and Clark would never go. You know,
they would
look. No, it's oh,
what did they do?
Well, she, you know, we have numbers now. That's really awesome. It's awesome. We,
Yeah.
Not Nossum, but Awesome.
Awesome, yeah, Nossum.
But really, out at the tower, it is kind of in the in the rough west lands. It's not bad lands, but west lands.
You know, and you think we're joking, but if, let us say, and God forbid that the vehicle that took us out there should break down.
Oh, my. It might be years. Might be years before we get back.
Yeah, I mean, if, for one thing, it would be hard to describe to people how to find us.
You know? That's true. That is true. I believe my wife would figure out a way, or some of my hunting buddies, you know, somebody would, you know, all else fails, we might have to call in a helicopter.
We might, yeah.
Give our GPS off our phones and, you know, but, well, that's the way towers are. You know, when we are on a tower, X-34's tower, and we're at about 605, 10 feet, something like that, is where our signal is sent out from. But that tower is a 1,200-foot tower.
Yes.
And so you think about 1,200 footsies, that's a lot of feet, you know, to go up into the air.
That's a lot of feet.
So we're blessed with that. That's an amen. And, you know, we kind of consider it like a, it's kind of like a trip to the wild, you know, wild west, wild west Florida when we go out to check the antenna. We have to do that on an ongoing basis to make sure things are good. But we're so glad you're listening today. Phone lines are open, 888-221-8990. And if you have never given to Christian Radio, why not give right now? I don't know that there could be a better time. Right now, the gifts are going to get doubled up with this wonderful donation that came in from Palm Beach County, $3,500. And so we want to thank all of our family who gives to keep WCNO on the air. And we want to thank all of our generous givers who make major contributions so that we can have matching funds and we can do something like this. It really is quite a blessing.
Amen.
So $2,380 remaining in that. Looking for your phone call right now. Number is 888-221-8990. And I know a lot of you are waiting until the second week, but why not make the call today? Right now is a good time. We have open phone lines, and it would be a great blessing for us to do that. And, of course, we are looking forward to hearing from you.
What if the Lord was coming on Friday? Then you would want to get your donation in now.
There you go. There you
good go. Good reason, Karen.
Good reason. Yeah, that good reason. Because we would hope the gospel would keep going out for
That's all those who are left behind, right?
For the Left Behind series. Jesus, lover of my soul.
Fly while the
Amen. What a beautiful song that was. Yeah. You know, there seems to be a lot of music that is popping up as of late, and I know why. Do you know why?
I know why, because you reshuffled.
That's right.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. There's a shuffling, and then there's a reshuffling.
That's right. Yeah.
And yeah, there's stuff probably that's been hidden back there in the
for 2-3 years.
Yes.
And, that's getting dug out now. So
that's right. So you're hearing a lot of older.
But we should say, if you hear something that you go, that shouldn't be on there, call us and tell us, right?
Right.
Right. Because there are some songs where we are in the feeding and weeding stage.
That's true. That's right. Yes.
So we're feeding in new songs, mm-hmm. and we're weeding out some that we're just not sure how they got in there.
Right.
It's like, well, I don't know how that got in there. All right. Let's get the phone numbers out.
Yes. That toll-free number is 888-221-8990.
Now we're kind of getting on the home stretch here. We have 45 minutes, and we're looking to finish off this matching funds. We have $2,200 remaining, and I do have a stack of mail. I don't know what's in the mail. We're going to find out as we work our way through it. I just added in from Janine. Janine in Lantana, and this has a note in it. It says, God bless, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless and thank you. And it's $30 a month, part of Gideon's Army. You know, so that $30 a month is going to get added right in, and that's what brought us to $2,200. So I just added that in already. Let's see. Here is another donation coming to us from Sandra and Anthony. From Palm Bay, thank the Lord. We have a good signal up there. $175.
Amen.
$175 coming from Palm Bay. That is a great blessing from Sandra and Anthony. That's all going to get doubled up because that's what we're doing right now. We're doubling things up. Here is a monthly pledge of $20. How much is that, Karen?
$120.
$120. See, that was no struggle at all. So we now have, and that is from Jane in Port St. Lucie. Jane in Port St. Lucie is making a $20 a month monthly pledge. If you are wondering, this is today's mail.
Ah, yes.
That just came in. So we're just looking through the mail. And it's always exciting to go through the mail and see what God is providing. Well, guess what this is? This is our wonderful friends at the Crossroads Restaurant in Okeechobee, Florida.
How cool is that?
And here is a $100 donation from the Crossroads Restaurant.
Praise the Lord.
And so we thank the Lord for that $100. Thank you very much for that. And, you know, I talked about that a little bit the other day. My wife and I went out there and had lunch.
Really wonderful.
And we totally enjoyed lunch. Now, they're only open until, I think it's either 3, maybe 3 o'clock. I think they're open for breakfast and lunch. And I don't believe they're, well, they have different hours. I think on Saturday and Sunday, their hours may be different.
Probably,
but during the week.
Weekend, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we purposefully drove out of the way to go to the restaurant for lunch. And we totally enjoyed lunch. They had a buffet set up. Now, my son ordered a sandwich, and he had something like, what was it? I'm not sure what he had. It was on rye bread, maybe.
Rye.
Yeah. But anyhow, my oldest son, who actually is a bit of a chef and has worked in a lot of restaurants, he said that was, I believe his words were, that was as good as he's had.
Wow. That,
and
that's
so, and this was in the last hour of their openness. Mm-hmm. And they had a buffet set up. Everything was fresh on the buffet. Great salad. The salad was fresh as could be. And of course, you know, they're located at 5050 Northeast 128th Avenue in Okeechobee, Florida. Posey's Corner.
Posey's Corner.
Yeah, Posey's Corner. And you'll hear us promoting their restaurant because they are a business partner with us right here at WCNO.
Right.
Thank you so much for that donation coming in from Crossroads Restaurant. So that we're going to add in as well. Then we have a donation coming from, let's see, looks like Josenet, Josenet, J-O-S-E-N-E-T.
Josenet?
Josenet.
Josenet.
Mm-hmm. Josenet, uh-huh. And this is a $50 donation, and that's just coming in today's mail. Thank you very much. That's all going to be matching funds. And I'm going through these because we need to get the mail in because we have limited time and we have a guest coming on shortly. Stephen and Sharon from Fort Pierce, Florida, and they're sending in $100. So praise God for that. That is a blessing. And then we have, what is this? This is a donation from Jody in Coral Springs, $50. So thank you, Jody, for that $50. Dave, let's give the phone numbers out again, and we'll look at some more mail here.
All right. We can you reach us at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And in the 772 area code, we can be reached at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
And we have a donation coming from Albert and Cynthia in West Palm Beach. Thank you very much for this $100 donation that's coming in today. And we want to thank Tyrone from Port St. Lucie with a $100 donation. Tyrone with a $100 donation coming in from Port St. Lucie. And let's see. We have Carlos and Deli. West Palm Beach making a one-time donation, I believe it is. Yep, one-time gift, $125. $125. All right, and let's see what we got here. This is, it's a one-time gift coming from Sharon in Wellington. $25 coming from Sharon in Wellington. Sharon, thank you so much for that $25 donation. And let's see, we have a $100 donation coming from Roger in Loxahatchee.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're hearing from Loxahatchee, and that was a 100, I believe I said.
Yep, you did.
100. And we have a few more pieces of mail. We're going to check these out. Karen, why don't you give the phone numbers out so people will know where to call?
Yes, you can call us at 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990.
And we want to thank Kim and Raphael from Port St. Lucie, making a $50 one-time donation to the station. And let's see, we have two checks. This envelope, and this is from Lamont and Rosetta in Loxahatchee. And we want to thank you so much for your gift today. We have two $150 checks coming in from Lamont and Rosetta. So that's going to be a total of $300. All of this is going in as matching funds. All of this is matching funds today. So praise the Lord for all of this. Lucianne is from Port St. Lucie with a $25 donation. And we have Sabra from Tequesta. And Sabra from Tequesta is sending a $500 donation. And so, Sabra, we want to thank you. Sabra from Tequesta, $500 donation.
Praise God.
That's going to take us a long ways. Dave, why don't you give the numbers again? We're going to go to a song. I'm going to try to add these up and see where we are. And we do need your phone call today as well.
Yes,
thank the Lord for the mail. I mean, we're going through the mail here, working our way through today's mail. And thank the Lord for all of you who are sending in your cards. We just say, send those on in. Get them out in the mail. We're looking for those every day. And as you can see, we read them out. They get added right in.
You can reach us at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. In the 772 area code, we can be reached at 221-1100. 221-1100.
It's getting closer to lunchtime, Dave.
Yeah, it is. I need some food bad, I'm telling you.
This song is Holy, Holy, Holy.
You're the maker of the heavens and the earth, and yet nothing in this world can match your worth. You stand alone. You offered up your life in perfect love, and you overcame our sin upon the cross. In you we stand.
Oh,
Welcome back. Here we are in the third day of our fundraising prayer and share. We had a really wonderful gift given to us a little bit ago, the $3,500 matching funds challenge, and you have been very gracious to respond. Individuals, we had some mail that helped. So anyway, from that original amount, we are now down to only needing to raise $380. And we have until noon to do that, right?
Until noon. We have 30 minutes to go, and we are going to have a guest come in, so we will be reminding you. But we have, yes, we're right at $380 to go, and it runs right up till noon.
Wow.
And once we reach that, once that 380 is in, we're going to be able to add in the $3,500.
And that's a phenomenal thing right there.
Praise God. It is for sure. Amen. So give us a call right now. Right now is an awesome time to multiply resources right here at your Good News Station. Great time to give. Maybe you're just kind of finishing up, getting ready to head out to lunch. You don't have a lot of time. You could make a call, make a pledge, and you can, you know, fulfill that pledge at some other time later today or maybe down the road, however God directs you to do that. But when you call and make a pledge, we will take the information. We'll send you out a confirmation letter along with a return envelope. And then you can fulfill that however you want. You can do it online, you can call us, or you can mail in a check if you prefer to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more and more people that are going online. I think we have you know, over 1,000 people now that are contacting us, you know, through email mostly. And whatever works best for you is just perfect for us. And you can also text. And that's one of the newer ways that we've opened up. And you can text WCNO to 24365, and you can give in that way. So $380, we do need your call. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart. And that's $380 to complete this matching funds challenge of $3,500. Once we've raised that $380, we're going to be able to add it in. We have 30 minutes left to go. So in this matching funds challenge, that's going to take us right up to 12 o'clock. And I'm going to see if I can get a hold of our good friend, John Nelson. So Karen, why don't you give the numbers one more time? I'm going to make a phone call and see if we can get John connected here by phone.
You can reach us at 888-221-8990.
That's the big one.
That's the big one.
People use that mostly. I would too.
What's that, the big number?
That's the
big number. The big
good number. Morning. Good morning, John. We are on air. Are you able to join us?
Yes.
Praise God. Tell us, John, about Families Recover. You are one of our favorites, as all of our ministry partners are. You do a tremendous work. Tell us what that work is, Family Recovers.
FamiliesRecover.org actually started 10 years ago. It's Families Against Drunk Driving.
Against drunk driving.
Mm-hmm. Families Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah.
And then when the opioids and the human trafficking and the heroin became on the scene, we actually added FamiliesRecover.org. As a result of that, really tells a little bit more of a story of who addiction affects. You know, nobody is touched more than the family. So that's kind of where we started. We actually had a personal tragedy in the family, and that led me into searching for a drunk driving entity. And after not being able to find anything local that was really on the streets hand on, we pursued a 501c3, and here we are a decade later.
Wow.
And you all have been able to touch a lot of lives, haven't you?
You know, before the pandemic and doing golf tournaments with Rick Bradshaw down at PGA National, you know, where they do the Honda. And then we've had about an 8-year run with the Miami Heat. Thousands and thousands of kids have been able to go down to the stadiums. We did some stuff with the Dolphins over the years. You know, we've had to put a lot of our fundraising to the side because a lot of people's monies that were being donated was donated to people that were affected directly by COVID-19. So we're excited. You know, God feeds us, and thank God I still make a living, so it's not like the doors won't stay open.
Well, that's tremendous that you, as well as many others during this pandemic, I know I'm bi-vocational, have been tri and quad-vocational, you know, in ministry. And, sure. You know, a lot of us that God has used in the marketplace ministry, as well as in different ministries, and maybe even pastoral care, such as I also am involved in as a senior pastor, it God gives us different places where we get to work, but it's something that God does in our hearts, and you're talking about your own family's been touched by this, so this is not somebody sure. else's story you've read. You've lived this, and so this is every triumph is it's a great personal victory when you see the enemy being defeated.
You know, if you just focus on the fact that, you know, you want to save thousands, you know, Jesus fed thousands, and it's one person at a time, it's one family at a time. You know, I lost my girl 3 years ago to this. A lot of people are like, wow, you're so open about it. And listen, it doesn't matter what family you come from, what ethnic background you are. It doesn't matter if you have a dollar, you have $10 million. Addiction affects a lot of families. And it's in every category, not just the one. And it doesn't stop with clergy. I'm actually an ordained minister, and October 30th, I'm going to have the privilege of marrying my nephew. And he suffered for years. Now he's 2 years sober. So, you know, you just don't know what God's going to do or what he wants you to do. We spent a lot of years swimming against the current with this nonprofit ministry, and last year we decided, you know what, we maybe need to make a little change to go in the right direction. So, and that's where we're at. We're just praying, hey God, where can we best be used? And lately it's been parents. We get a lot of calls from parents that just don't know what to do with their kids that are caught in the trap of addiction or trapped in the cycle of rehabilitation centers. I'm not really a big advocate of it. Once or twice is great, but for someone to go to 18 detoxes, it's not working. So, and that's just my opinion. I mean, I'm sober a while, and it's tragic. You know, you, like I said a minute ago, yeah, look at the one that God has redeemed, and they got a family like my nephew, two babies. I got a great niece and nephew. They go to Morningside private school. How cool. How Amen. Cool. And more than that, you know, we do a lot of meetings, and you focus. Not everybody makes it. Not everybody makes it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, John. You know, we started our prayer and share week, which is, you know, this is week one of 2 weeks where we look to raise our next 6 months of operational budget here for the station. But we started that in Matthew 16, just looking at the sower and the seed. You know, you throw the seed, but the Word of God makes it clear that, you know, the condition of the heart is very important in how that seed is going to be received. But, you know, what may not be received today, later may be received. You know, the power of the Word of God is there, and the love of God certainly is there. That
you know, you guys had talked a lot yesterday. I listened to your station probably more than anything else, and I got to tell you, I'm a rock and roller by trait growing up in Detroit, and but and I'll share something else. It's nine times out of 10, I'll get in my son's truck. He's 19, and he'll be listening to a Christian station and or Joel Osteen. And it's just remarkable. It's like you look at those type of victories, and it's like you must have done something right. You know, and you guys were talking yesterday with a couple other ministries, and God always provides. It may not be what I want. You know, I'm a big fan of Billy Graham. Ben Graham and Mitch McConnell worked hard with the trafficking up until this last administration got in and cut all the funding. And I'm a big fan of Billy Graham. You know, he was in your face. This is where the church needs to be. And that's one of the things you guys were talking a lot about yesterday. Where is the church?
Right.
When is the church? We're the church. So if the church leaders aren't doing it, the congregation needs to step up. You know, Billy Graham was a poor dirt farmer up until Randolph Hearst, who was Hearst Argyle, discovered him and put him on the front page of every one of his publications. Billy Graham didn't know that night, within a couple months, he would be world famous. and I believe that most ministries never will achieve that. But does that make you like us? I mean, we raised nothing last year. You know, I probably put in $15,000 or $20,000 of my own money. But like I said, that's okay. Billy Graham put a lot of his own money in a lot of other startup churches. You know, you just don't know when you're going to meet that person that says, you know, I lost somebody, I believe in what you're doing, and the gates open up with finances.
Amen. Amen. You know, years ago, I had a gentleman that I pray is in heaven today. I had a lot of opportunities to share Christ with him, and a lot of that was more through life than through words. You know, this guy really watched our life and watched the ministry. But you know, he would often make comments about alcohol and how it had been a part of his life. And you know, he was a very well-to-do man, wealthy man, and you know, he was one of those guys that that kind of was delivered. And he asked me one day, he said, do you think those severe headaches I had, do you think God may have had something to do with that? And I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, well, you know, I used to drink every day. And he said, it got to where I had severe headaches. And the headaches were so bad that I ended up just, you know, stopping all drinking. And, you know, God's able to work in lives, work in our lives. And so, John, it's awesome what you do. It's tremendous that though my friend that is now gone, Richard, I can call him by his first name, Richard, he was always telling me, you know, Jonathan, you need to do something with cats and dogs because people will give a lot of money to various causes. And sure. And I know that's the case. I know that's the case. But my wife, every time she would see the cats and the dogs and not, I mean, we're not opposed to animals. We've had pets. We love pets. No, God made the pets. But when we see a child, we think, you know, in this nation, we really need to get our priorities right. And we need to take care of our kids, need to take care of our families.
It starts with the church and the people.
Yeah.
You know, the globalists, and I'm not going to go political because anybody that's a friend of mine on Facebook knows I'm pretty outspoken. And I talk to Congressman Mast all the time, and it's like, we as a people, it's not I as a people. Like, you have another trafficking nonprofit that you guys have been stepping into the office, and he's got a thrift store. He private messaged me the other day and said, listen, I need your help. You know, it ain't me, like a Mothers Against Drunk Driving, a familiesrecover.org, trying to be this big look at me at the golf tournament. It's about helping other nonprofits or churches or families or people. You know my story. You know, Broward County, 30 years ago, I was a frequent 27 arrest, did a little prison time, made out of dumpsters. You know, none of this came overnight. You know, recovery takes time. And that's what a lot of the problem is. And that's the same thing in this country. I don't agree with a lot of stuff that's going on, but I, as a person, can't change that. The church can change it. And God could, you know, and I said this, my daughter just lost a baby at the 3 months. She was surgical vet tech. She was in Tampa. Mm. Heartbroken. Was going to be the first grandkid. And wow. I spent time, and thankfully God taught me how to even talk to my kids without actually talking. And here it is a month later, and she comes over for her birthday this weekend. I said, listen, God had a better plan for that baby.
Yeah.
God has a better plan for the United States of America.
Yes, he does.
I don't know what it
yes,
is right now, but, you know, it's us as a people. It's us as a church.
Yeah.
And I ask a lot of church leaders, what are you preaching on Saturday and Sunday? Are you trying to fill the till, or are you trying to fill the pews?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it about the kingdom, or is it about the Father's kingdom or my kingdom, right? So,
exactly.
John, someone who's listening today, you know, how can they connect with you? What is the best way for someone to sow some seed into what you're doing? Maybe somebody, I know we're here looking to raise resources, but you know what? Every time I talk to you, I always sense the Holy Spirit just pulling on my heart.
Thank you.
And I recognize the sincerity of your commitment to Christ and the impact, the impact of that faithfulness and the fruitfulness of it. So how would people reach you? How can they give to...
You know, they can go on our website. There's a link that has my personal phone number. My email is at my personal phone number. We broadcast, you know, being a partner with you guys. You guys have been so great getting us out there 3 or 4 times a day. 772-285-5828. You know, or john@familiesrecover.org. Hit me on Facebook and private message me. You know, it's I had a mom yesterday, and this is one of the biggest problems we're having, because a lot of people don't realize, but Treasure Coast is one of the big hot spots for rehabilitation centers and sober houses. Probably 350 halfway houses. Maybe, and I'm going to use this number, there's at least 30 rehab centers.
Wow.
So they bring all these people in, and they filter them through, and then what happens? They end up on the streets again because the insurance ran out. And I got a call yesterday from a mom, and I want parents to hear this. Tough love, shutting off the money, not turning off the love, but that's the only thing that'll help a person ever get sober. I got a mom, and they're coming down today from Tampa, and she lives in Oregon. This young man's going to Dunklin. It's the only place right now that I believe is a great fit for him, because it's a year off the grid to learn how to walk with Jesus and get healed.
Amen.
She's spent $250,000 in 3 years on this boy. Mm. Half of her retirement.
Wow.
She's not the only one that goes through that. Parents, they come to the point, I would do anything for my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been taught that you can't throw money at a problem that they're not fixing. It's like sin. If I don't pastor prays for me and I go right out and do the same thing, it's just like throwing another $10,000 of detox center.
Yeah, really.
That person wasn't ready to receive that healing. So, and that's what I encourage parents. I got women that'll talk with women. I really believe that that's the way it should be. You know, I'll take the initial phone calls and then move it over to someone that is a female acquainted, or a male myself, or my son witnesses the healing. 19 years old.
That's awesome.
My dad did this to us as a family, and this is what he's done. And this is what my cousin's done, and this is what my best friend. My son, and I'm going to throw a plug out there real quick, just texted me this morning. One of the girls he went to high school with, Centennial, grade 19, someone on Green River shot her dead.
Oh.
Just this morning.
Jesus.
She's 19 Jesus. Or 20 years old. She just had a baby.
Oh.
You know, we're a ministry of addiction, but we're a ministry of heartbreak.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. You know, I couldn't fathom that phone call.
Yeah.
I'm a dad of 3. Yeah. How, are you kidding me?
Devastating.
How did God feel when he knew that he sent Jesus down here and he was going to go to that cross?
Yeah.
Jesus didn't know he was going to that cross. You know, those are the tough facts of life, and that's why we stand firm. I've gotten the points, like Bob from Bob Belisari, our golf pro, he's talked me back in. They just took over Club Med Golf Course. We're going to do
good
a golf tournament.
Good.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
You know, we needed to regroup. He needed to regroup.
Yep.
But we're going to focus on families that
praise
hurt.
Praise God. Praise God.
They've got facilities there. They bring kids out and foster kids and families to come out. Listen, you never hit a golf ball before? That's fine.
Come do it.
Don't feel bad. Me neither. It's just, what can we do to heal somebody?
There you go.
And it's not money. There's many things. Throwing money at a problem just makes the problem bigger. I mean, that's just my experience. But, you know, pray for that family in Port St. Lucie. That poor baby doesn't have a mom. Mm. I just, it's heartbreaking.
Wow.
Heartbreaking.
That
and
is
then you got a rest of the 3 boys that died out on Torino, Centennial kids, 2 years ago, left a house party, ran into a palm tree at 100 miles an hour. 3 kids gone.
Wow.
You know, but we can talk about the ones that make it. Like, this boy's coming down and he's going to go to Dunklin for a year. It
Thank
can change
God.
His life.
Yep. It'll give him an opportunity to do that.
And the positive side of that is, and I'll slow down here a little bit, the positive thing, this is what I said to the mom yesterday. I said, you need counseling and healing as much as he does.
Yeah.
You don't know how to deal with it. All you know is chaos.
Right.
And then we forget we don't have chaos and we get bored. And what happens? We go right back to chaos. It's in the Bible. How many times in the Old Testament did the Israelites leave Jesus? Or not Jesus at that point, but leave the Word? They're always turning away.
Yeah, going back to their thing. Yep.
Absolutely. You know, and that's where we're at in the country. But it ain't too late. And if anyone out there suffering, or there's a parent, a grandparent, and listen, this pill thing ain't just, it ain't just young people. Women over 50 are more vulnerable than the kids right now. You know, they've gotten divorced. The husband's moved on. The kids are grown, and all of a sudden they get these pills from these psychiatrists, and bam, before you know it, they're hooked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do, and praying is a big one.
Well, John, we're kind of running out of our spot here, and I want to say again that John Nelson and Families Recover is it's a solid ministry. It's a recognized, established ministry with a track record that's making a difference. And if you're hearing this today and God's touching your heart, reach out, get connected with someone that is on track. To bring people not only food for the day, not only maybe a hand or an arm that'll give them a hug, but hope for eternity, you know. And without Christ, we don't have that. And, you know, we had neighbors, they had 5 teenage kids, both parents alcoholics, both parents spent a lot of time in jail. And, of course, the kids, you know, they were all smoking pot and everything, you know, doing their own thing in their own house. Nobody was there. But we saw them go in and out of programs. And so many people, they're trapped in that revolving door. And, you know, we have to remember that Christ is the answer. And I'd like
and I know we're out of time. Because the revolving door is that these kids and these older people that go into these treatment centers know they got 28 days off.
That's it. They can get away.
You know,
yeah.
Reach out. John Nelson, 772-285-5828. Donate to WCNO. We always do. We're an impact partner, but we're going to make a donation.
Let me tell you,
You can't outgive God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You can't. And you guys are a big part. I mean, I listen to you guys all the way down to the south end of Broward, all the way up to Orlando.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. John, pray over all these broken hearts and broken families today. We want to just call all of our listeners to be partners with you today as we just lift up these broken hearts that God will use us more than ever before. And even during these tough days that people are going to find, they're going to find a way home to the Father.
Father, we just thank you for WCNO, and we thank you for the family I have surrounding me, not only just blood relatives, but sober and Christian. And we pray for that family today in St. Lucie that can't imagine a phone call. Just lost a daughter that was murdered. But there's a lot of positive out there, Father. We just thank you for the weather. We just thank you for food in our bellies. We just thank you for a roof over our head. And we lift that up in Jesus' name.
Amen. John, any time, as soon as you get some dates and get some things nailed down, give us a shout back. We'll have you right back on air, and we're gonna promote everything we possibly can that lifts up Jesus Christ, and you're part of that, and we thank God for you.
God bless. Have a great day.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
Keep your dial set, 89.9. We're going to be bringing in Paul Kendall in just a few moments, but we are we're almost out of time, gang. You know, we have... What, 9 minutes, and we have $380 to go, and then that's going to release $3,500. Well, it looks like Sherry's bringing us in some mail. What do we have? Well, not mail, but donations. We have, what, a prayer request, and we have a $100. That's going to, let's see, that is coming in from Peggy in Port St. Lucie, and we have a prayer request for herself. And just lifting up the family, staying with her daughter. There's some cancer in the family. Son is addicted. Grandchildren, protection, peace and harmony. You know what? That's exactly the what John was just talking about. Amen. That the thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy. And we see that, don't we? We see that. So we're right now with $280. Is that right? We have $280. We're going to pray for Peggy. Just as soon as we catch our breath here. And we have Don from Fort Pierce, and Don is making a $50 donation. And I think that's going to leave us with about that's going to leave us with $230. Is that right?
That's right.
$230 is all we're lacking to release $3,500 into our Wednesday budget. And so would you give us a call? Let us know what the Lord's put in your heart. Karen, get those phone numbers back out again so people will know how to call.
That's right. You can call us at 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990.
And we have a caller calling in. We have other lines that are open. Once again, you can also go to our website, WCNO.com. WCNO.com, and you can give there. Or you can text WCNO 224-365. Father, we lift up Peggy today.
Yes.
Lord, as she calls in, as I've just been listening to John Nelson share his heart and share of the challenges we face and also the opportunities to see new beginnings and deliverance and new hope, Father. Lord, we lift up Peggy today, and we pray for her that, Lord, that you'd somehow just lift her up and strengthen her. You'd provide for her. That her daughter with cancer, that this cancer would no longer have authority in her body. Lord, that you would just give wisdom to the doctors, the medical staff that are managing her case, that there would be gracious wisdom and freedom and healing from this disease in Jesus' name. We lift up her son who is addicted, as so many families are dealing with addiction, so many families. And Father, I pray that this boy would find his way home to you with all of his heart, but not just his heart, that he would surrender his appetites and desires and be fully changed by you, Holy Spirit. We lift up the grandchildren, pray for protection over them. And I pray, Father, for peace and harmony, healing in this house, healing in this family. Father, I pray that every plan of the devil against this household would be broken and that this family would be released and free to have the peace of God that passeth all understanding in Jesus' name. Peggy, thank you so much for letting us pray with you. Thank you so much for your donation. And that's going to be a huge blessing. That is matching funds. We are right now with $230 remaining in matching funds and running out of time. Here is the $230 coming in from an angel. Say hi to Pastor. Okay, I'm going to have to look under the line, under the hot pink. See the hot pink banner we have? Hot pink.
Hot pink. Is, yes, that says do not mention
it
the
says,
name.
It says do not announce the name. Do not announce the name. Oh, my goodness, a dear friend. Dear friend, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a sister. Sister of mine in the Lord, that's the best way I can say it for a long time. And we continue to lift her up and her family as well. And thank you very much. $230 is going to finish out that matching fund. And David, that's an angel from Port St. Lucie. Amen. That's all I can say. But God bless you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for standing strong in the kingdom of God. And great to know that you're trusting the Lord today just like we are, and good to hear you're okay. That is awesome. Well, amen. I have a lot of paperwork to do over here.
Yes, you do.
We have 4 minutes until we're going to be calling our next guest, Paul Kendall, looking forward to talking with him about kingdom matters. Is that it?
Yes.
Family matters. Family matters.
That's the
family
name of the program,
not kingdom.
But it's always kingdom matters. Yep.
Family matters. Paul Kendall, going to be getting a hold of him in a few moments, and that is going to be awesome because Paul has been on our station a long time, and we're going to seek to get a little better acquainted today. I've known his family for years and years and years. Roy Kendall is in Jerusalem, in Israel, and he leads a worship school there and does a tremendous job. He's traveled, was on pastoral staff here in the area for a lot of years. A lot of you know Roy Kendall, Rick Kendall. Was my pastor for many years. I still call him Pastor Rick, a dear friend who introduced me to many of the deeper things in the kingdom, the work of the Holy Spirit, and God really used him in our family's life in a lot of ways, and we thank God for Rick and Liz Kendall. And so today we're going to be talking with Paul, and his dear wife is Evie, and we've known them for years and years as well. So we're going to be calling them. Let's get the number out one more time.
It's 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990.
Well, this next song, Free to Live, I guess we're going to hop on down to that, and it'll play a bit. Then we'll have a top of the hour ID, and by then, hopefully, we're going to have our brother Paul Kendall to bring on air, Pastor Paul, I should say, and we'll have him in just a few moments. Free to Live.
I stand on the shore of an ocean, gazing out to sea. He casts my sins to the waters and watches them sink down deep. Oh, love that covers me. Oh, truth that sets me free. For I know my Savior lives today. There's an empty tomb and a promise made, that free in Him is free indeed. I'm free, I'm free to live. I stand looking out on a hillside, watching the sun go down. He causes me now to love her more as the years go round. Oh, love that covers me. Oh, truth that sets me free. For I know my Savior lives today. There's an empty tomb and a promise made, that free in Him is free indeed. I'm free, I'm free to live.
Sing.
I stand on the shore of an ocean.